Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers in Lincoln. And what do we have going on in Creighton, Nebraska with Shin Daddy at Midwest Bank today? Bill?
Jake, breaking news, please.
Oh, hang on. Oh, I got that pulled up. Hang on a second.
I knew you would.
Breaking news, what do you got first, Bill?
Breaking news, today's anniversary day at Midwest Bank. Shin Daddy, today is the anniversary for his 35th year at Midwest Bank.
Whoa!
35 years at Midwest Bank.
Today's the anniversary.
Started on July 31st.
That's breaking news.
July 31st. This is breaking news.
July 31st.
Yes. Yesterday there was a celebration to start because some people weren't going to be there, but today is the actual day. So if we could, please make sure we get your pins ready to write this down. 402-360-0982. Try it one more time, guys. Ben, make sure you're getting this.
402.
Ben.
I'm writing it down, Bill.
Look at Ben.
You don't want to text Shin Daddy,
He's not paying attention. He's talking to Bella over there. He got distracted. Ben got distracted. Shin Daddy's phone number, 402-360-0982. This is year 35, July 31st. So his first day, it was American National Bank at the time. Joe Radowski was the president. Joe Radowski was the president. And Steve took over. Steve's been running the bank, you know, basically ever since then. Because Steve was with the feds for 6 years.
FDIC.
Comptroller of the currency.
Oh, he has
right now, he has access to all of Biden's financial records. Because he has clearance.
Wow.
He has all, yeah, well,
all got, of them.
He's still got, he's still
that's
got,
get that's significant.
He's still got federal clearance.
So what about Hunter?
Yeah, he's got, oh, he's got them all. Right now, he can pull up on his laptop. Right now, hey, you want to see what those guys are doing? I got it right here.
Okay.
So anyways, day two, though, he went to Joe and said, I'd like to start some promotions to do some things in the bank to get things. So 35 years of this, he's been doing it. It's incredible.
This is big. Now, what is planned today?
Today is he is the one supplying the treats and snacks for the staff. Yesterday, everyone brought his favorite food in, and one of his favorites, Schindler loves an apple pie.
He does.
He loves and he used the term Dutch apple pie. And then they also brought in apple crisp, which they had warm with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, which is just this is fabulous food. Wow. So yesterday was a heavy apple-based dessert
today,
but today is more of a breakfast, more of a breakfast pizza day. Steve is supplying that for the bank. But anyway, year number 35 for Shin Daddy, year 41 in the banking business because he was with the feds prior to that. 402-360-0982. If you could reach out to Steve
and say
just say that happy anniversary, appreciate what you're doing for all the, like I said, like they started it 35 years ago. Day two is when we started the promotions in the bank.
This is Creighton.
Creighton.
Nebraska. Yes.
It's a long time. 35 years at the bank.
35 years at the bank.
Yes. This is a big day for Steve. And there he is, a cardboard cutout.
Please shoot him a text. Shoot him a text and thank him for his service.
Thank you, Shin Daddy.
For the bank.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to shoot him a text.
I will too. Thanks to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685, call or text as always. We did learn something from Young Ben, right, during the break. Did we get a text about Young Ben from somebody?
We did.
Is that breaking news too?
Breaking news.
Yeah, we'll
do breaking news.
Yeah, we're going to do it one more time. We got important text.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Now, I did not receive this text, but I believe, Bill, you did.
I did.
I was part of it.
And Sip received the text. What was the text
received?
Head football
coach Kirk Ferentzen.
From
Columbus Lakeview.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Obviously, a very established and incredible coach there. I had a chance to go up and speak to the entire staff. All the teachers there. It was a great event. And that's where, obviously, Young Ben is from, which I didn't know this, that he was the voice of the team for the football game. And
play-by-play.
And Coach said he was tremendous. Absolutely did a tremendous job doing the play-by-play for
Ben
the team.
Was the man at Lakeview, he wrote.
And he said he has no trouble with the ladies.
As the voice of the Lakeview Vikings, he had no trouble with the ladies.
Yes.
Wow.
That's directly from the head football coach. And he said he was unbelievable behind the mic. It was like the Lyle.
I believe it.
He's like the Lyle Bremser of Lakeview, what he was.
The young.
We need to find some audio of this.
Do we have audio of that? Can we get audio of that, Ben? Ben's got it. I know he did. Look at it. He's like, I can actually.
Oh, shucks.
I can produce it in 10 seconds, can't you, Ben? We want to hear it.
It's probably on his phone at all times. Got it right here.
I'm telling you, I've heard him on the radio. He's good. Ben's good on the radio.
Yeah, coach is a loyal breaker, so he always listens. So
they won a state championship. Yeah.
They're really good.
By the way, Young Ben has a lot of takes every day, too. He says Tootsie Rolls are mid.
Yeah,
for the
he's
kids,
right.
They're mid.
It's one of his better takes.
He hates dark chocolate.
That's one of his worst ones. Yeah. But the mid on the Tootsie Roll is a good take. Ever says, God,
Ben has a take on everything. We found that out. Talk about whatever it was. Talk about vehicles, salary cap, you name it. Ben's got a take on
Ben
it.
Ben is dialed in and has a thought.
Probably should have it.
Ben has also won a state championship. Ben, what'd you win a state championship in? Hang on here. This is the first we know about this.
I know about it.
Was it debate?
Yeah.
Debate.
Yeah. That's why he's good on the radio.
And his topic is narcissism is a good thing.
It was a kind of a comedy.
Yes.
It was a comedy. Yeah.
So does this fall underneath speech and drama? Does it fall underneath that version like that? That would make my sister Tamara very happy. Two-time state champion at Plainview High School.
The management here informed me of Ben's background, that he has a debate background. That's why he's so good on the radio. That came from management.
Young Ben.
That came from management.
Way to go, Young Ben. We're proud of you.
We're not management, Ben.
All you've accomplished.
Ben, we're not management.
No, we're not.
Have you figured that one out?
Yeah, we have no say in anything.
No, we're just here.
I don't know if they even know we work here.
We're just in the room. We're just talking in this random room. Yeah.
That's from the early show.
That's right. You mentioned this earlier, Sip, from yesterday at the media session.
I blew it, didn't I?
You did. It's all right. But you mentioned Marcus Satterfield. It's all right.
You blew it.
Yeah, I did.
Marcus Satterfield was at the podium, and he talked about Dylan Raiola and said he's obsessed to be really, really good. Now, you did say that there's been a ton of players that are really talented that don't always feel that way.
I didn't say a ton.
But it happens, though. There are a ton of players in college sports or professional sports that have the ability to be good. They don't really care to be that good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I just don't. This all falls in line with what I always say about Dylan. I don't worry about him. I don't, you know, if I were a Nebraska fan, I wouldn't worry about the quarterback position. I wouldn't worry about Dylan, except I don't know one box. There's one box. I don't know how he's going to be under pressure. But as far as being prepared, he'll be prepared for games, well prepared, partly because of Donovan. He can change protections, for instance. The coaches were astounded when he got there, when he was at the line of scrimmage doing that. It's just, come on. You can overthink this stuff. He's 6'3", 220. He's got a super strong arm. He understands the position. He works. He's obsessed with being good. Those are all the boxes that you want. He'll be the starting quarterback. The only box I don't know is how he'll respond. Well, so let's say it's 21-21 in a horseshoe, and they got the ball with a minute 50 left. Is he okay? Can he do that? Can he orchestrate a drive, or is he too nervous? Does the moment get too big? What if Colorado gets up 17-0?
Yep.
And the stadium, you know, it can get so quiet in there that you can literally hear a plane flying overhead. Mm-hmm. And you can hear the murmurs in the crowd. You can hear conversations in the crowd. Then it gets tough. I don't know how he'll be there. I don't know. But all these other boxes are good. He's smart. He knows the position.
You said he pulls all-nighters doing what again from Satterfield?
Satterfield.
The opposite of what you've done, at least.
Stop. Yeah, I've never stayed up all night to study. I'm not going to lie. He'll stay up all night rewriting notes and rewriting plays just to make sure he can call them in the proper cadence and proper rhythm. That's what Satterfield said, Marcus. He's just obsessed with trying to be really, really, really good. So we'll see what that looks like. He'll be the starter on August 31 against UTEP, and then we'll see. Then we'll see. Right now, you just got, you know, it's not like we haven't seen a little bit. Saw his high school. I saw him in Hawaii. He looked good. But everything changes on Saturday.
Bill, you've worked with a lot of great athletes in your time and all across college sports and college football. How many ever talk about the obsession of being really, really good and then backing it up with the performance on the field?
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, you just sense it more than it's said to you.
Yeah, they don't say it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't say it like that. And I'm sure that Dylan doesn't do that either. Where he comes in and makes an announcement.
I'm obsessed with being good.
Yeah, or he comes in and you know addresses the team with what he did last night. He's just doing his stuff on his own like a pro, which is very, very impressive. The interesting part, this has nothing to do with Dylan or any of the stories. Like some people are obsessed with looking obsessed. And so I've been around those people before. They're obsessed with they're obsessed with being like, man, I'm doing this or that, and they're really not putting in that work. I've been around those before where it's like always here, always there, always doing stuff. But then at the end, it's like going, I don't know if he really is putting in the actual time on it. So I've been around some of those in the past. Or somebody, and everyone who's ever played or coached knows who those guys are. And the Smoke other ones know the ones that just kind of like I said, they just take care of their business. They do the things they have to do. And a lot of that comes down to, like I said, sometimes you'll see people doing extra work on the field and those things are, but how do you prepare to be a football player? And so just the amount of preparation time, how you watch film, what are you looking at? I'm watching cut-ups, I'm watching game film, I'm watching situational football, and I'm watching all these different things. I'm watching my matchup. You know, that's a big part of, if you're a D lineman or a D end, I'm watching my matchup. What does my offensive tackle look like in the pass rush? You know, what's his weaknesses? He's given up 8 sacks. Let me watch those 8 sacks that he gave up. Let's watch this. So that's always a big part of how you really prepare yourself.
Javon Wright.
To go.
You call him Javon?
Yeah.
Javon Wright.
It's not Javon. It's Javon.
Javon Wright talked about, he said that film study, he said 80% of the game's mental. So he said film study is maybe the most important thing.
Yeah, don't disagree. I mean, you have to be able to do things physically. But when you have that ability, you have to play ahead. It can't be like, oh, didn't see that coming. Like, yeah, it's 3rd and 8. What's the situation? What's going on? What's the play call going to be? Or you're just like shocked. It's the same way when you call a game, the players should look at you just so relaxed. Like, I knew that's what he was going to call because we went over this. It was very well documented all week long with what we're going to do in these situations, when we're going to call it, all the stuff is going to come up. We knew this was
what Reimer didn't give you a palms up very often.
No, there was no palms up. Those things make such a difference. If all of a sudden your team looks over like going like, what? But that's like 19th on the call list. That was like a plan B and all since the 1st, 3rd, and 8, and that's what we're calling. You know, that's an odd situation. So when the players can be relaxed within the game plan, they know, yes, this is exactly what's going on, Bill, what's going to happen.
Bill and Jake, I mean, me and you are novices. And it becomes apparent sometimes when you're listening to these kids like Javon Wright. By the way, Javon Wright, we don't talk enough about. I don't know why it is.
Really good player.
I know. I don't know why it is in this market we don't talk about maybe the best-looking player on the defense. Yeah. I mean, one of the most athletic. Length. Yeah. Good God.
You know, we just went through a couple years of just – and even
blood clots.
Of just injuries. And I said just setbacks.
2 torn labrums. Yeah. Blood clots, I think ligament issue in his ankle. So, yeah, he went through a lot of stuff. But he was talking about film study. I'm addressing Jake and myself. The question was basically how to watch film. And it's important that you just don't say, well, I'm going to go watch film. You got to know what you're looking at and what you need. God, he started going through it. Like, I don't even know. Football is nobody will convince me that football is not complex. Nobody. He started talking about, well, you got to, you know, you look at the red zone stuff. You look at 3rd down, 2nd down. Sometimes I'm not even sure what they're talking about. There's just so it's situational is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it changes from down to down.
Yeah.
Changes from down to down with what's going on, how it's played. It's probably more broken down. Not really broken down, but it's a little slower because there's not as much tempo in the NFL. But they're still, and then you're dealing with a fast-paced offense. Oh, by the way, it's
college
still situational. And so there's so many things to take into it. And there's 22 parts moving at one time. And there's calls being made on each side. You'll watch an NBA game and you'll watch that. They're doing nothing more than just kind of like almost cheerleading. Or kind of. As far as like encouragement.
Encouragement.
Like that. They're not calling every time up and down
not
the
really.
Floor.
No.
They'll call some out of bounds yeah. plays. They'll yeah. have an end of the deal. Or here's what we're going to do. Call a timeout, 2.3 seconds. Yeah. We need a three. Mm-hmm. What are you drawing up for us? That stuff. Or how we change in a defense. But nothing is elaborate.
Elaborate.
Is what's going on with offense
That's
and defense in college football, pro football, anything. There's nothing elaborate. Is that
no.
elaborate?
No. And I know it changes from position to position. I think a corner. Maybe it's not as elaborate, right?
There's position like that. There's less. There's some things that are less elaborate, but yet then there's also it's harder physically to do type of thing. It's very elaborate for a middle linebacker.
Inside linebacker like Javon.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're going to be like, okay, who can block me? All these guys could. They could do this. They could do this. It's run. You can be in run-pass conflicts of different things. So there's a lot of things going on.
Javon Wright said something interesting, too, that – The in response to a very good question by me.
Wow. Great question, Sip.
He's one of the better looking athletes. He's one of the better pure athletes on the team, you would say, right?
Just absolutely.
Pure. He's 6'5 yes. and 220 and can run and long levers.
He's violent, too. He's
God,
violent.
God bless you, yeah. Chip.
Violent.
Yeah, violent. We don't talk about him enough. I said, so when you think of the best athletes on the team, you're one of them. Who else? And he said Tommy Hill. He said Tommy Hill, absolutely. I mean, Tommy Hill's 205 yeah. at corner. That's good. Six foot, 205. I'll take that corner. And he said Ty Robinson. He said Robinson runs to the ball incredibly fast for a big man. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun to see him to be able to do that. You know what's interesting about Jay Wright is that
Javon Wright.
That his dad was probably the most violent
Toby.
That I've ever coached.
Ever.
You coached Toby?
Yes. Coaching.
Safety.
Graduate assistant.
Safety.
Yes, but he was the most violent player that I ever coached.
Rolling.
Ever. And I've had unbelievable players. And like I said, I was terrified of him because he was so violent in his tackling. And I had a lot of conversations about keeping his eyes up and his head up. And obviously George did too,
Darling.
With him. Toby Wright was probably one of the best players I've ever coached, and he's also, like I said, one of the most violent players he's ever coached. So his son takes that trait on, which is very impressive with him.
Violence. See, violence is good on a football field, Jake.
I'm aware of that.
Yes.
You have Tua as your quarterback.
Right? I know. Yeah, he's a victim of violence, and he can't handle
it. I'm joking.
He can't handle the violence. He gets hurt
He's
too
fine.
Much.
But yeah, the film study... When you listen to a player like Javon, who's a smart kid, talk about how important it is and how elaborate it is, it's striking to me. It's striking. So that's that.
All right. Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Trados. Grain marketing. Grain marketing, very important. Not easy to do, but it can be easy if you use Trados with GoTrados.com.
Trados.
GoTredas.com. Adam Ickes.
Adam.
I liken it to this. So if I remember when I was at an opportunity to go to the NFL with Brad Childress, and he goes, Bill, I'll bring you in as the assistant DB coach, then make you
for the
Vikings, Minnesota Vikings.
Cool.
And I'll move you into because it takes some time. That's what my whole life's been in football. All it's been is football, college football. If all of a sudden tomorrow I'm the DB coach, for the Jets, that's a lot for me. And my whole life's been spent like that. I would be like, whoa, 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 hang on. This is a little bit of a different game. There's different hashes. There's different things going on.
Different hashes.
There's different stuff going on here. There's just everything about it, how they practice and things. It's just different. I would be taken back the same way in farming. Same exact day in farming. Hey, I farm. That's all I do my whole life. I farm. I know what's going on. I have this stuff. Then all of a sudden, it's like comes to like that. Oh, now you have to sell it. Now you have to try to get that. Because that's where your cash is. You can raise all the products you want. If you don't sell them,
it's got to
right,
be sold.
If you don't sell
that
them at the right price,
comes in?
Yeah, that's what they do. They're like a brokerage firm. They tell you when to sell and what to do. So if you don't have that, you've lost. Like what an unbelievable job! You're the best farmer I've ever seen. How'd you do when you sold everything? Oh, not so good. That's the only part that matters is the end part. So the same way with me, like I said, if I had to go to college into the NFL, I'd be like. You know what I need? I need a version of Trados.
You know what he's doing right now, Jake?
What's that?
This is what coaches do well. The why. Why is Trados important? You handled that incredibly well. Because coaches can do that. They have to explain the why. You just explain the why.
You just have to have the
why. Why Trados?
Why Trados? It's real simple.
Make your money.
Be the best farmer you can be. Be the farmer. Do everything you have to do. And then when it's time to build it, go sell. That's what you do. Like I said,
reap your rewards for your hard work.
Absolutely.
Get a hold of Adam Ickes.
Go to a pro. Go to a pro. Go to Central City. Go to Hardington. Get it done.
GOTREDAS. TradeUs.com. GoTradeUs.com. Thank you for that, Bill. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.